You're listening to Maine's Political Pulse. I'm Ari Snyder, joined by Maine Public's chief politics correspondent, Steve Missler. He's here to break down question two on the November ballot. It proposes a new red flag law to temporarily confiscate firearms from dangerous people. So, Steve, I think we need to outline a short glossary of terms here, because what question two proposes is similar to a law that Maine already has, right?
Yeah, that's right. So this proposal is what's known as an extreme risk protection order law, or ERPO. But most people call ERPO laws red flag laws. So that's what we're going to do here. And that's mainly because Maine has a version of an ERPO law, but it's more restrictive. In fact, the drafters called it a yellow flag law back in 2019. They don't really like that term now, but that's really for political reasons. So for purposes of explanation, we're going to use yellow flag to describe Maine's existing law and red flag to describe question two.
Gotcha. So what's the key difference between Maine's current yellow flag law and the red flag proposal that's in question two?
There's two major differences. One is who can initiate the firearms confiscation process. The second is the process itself. So Maine's yellow flag law allows for the temporary confiscation of firearms, but only a police officer can initiate the official process. Additionally, the yellow flag law has extra steps before the confiscation order ever gets to a judge. The first is that the police have to take the person suspected of being dangerous into protective custody. The second is that the person must undergo a mental health evaluation. Then the confiscation order goes to a judge. So no other state has those two extra steps, and neither does the red flag law proposed in question two.
Why are those extra steps unique to Maine? Why don't the other 21 states with red flag laws have them?
So I think it's helpful to think about Maine's yellow flag law in the context of how it was created. It was a political compromise drafted by Governor Janet Mills, a Democrat, in the Sportsman's Alliance of Maine, or SAM, which is this influential gun rights group in the state. Back in 2019, there were several red flag proposals in the legislature, and they looked a lot like question two. And this was around the same time that these laws were being passed as a response to mass shootings. But the governor and SAM came up with this alternative, in part to allay fears among gun rights activists that the law would be used to just snatch guns from innocent people, even though there's no evidence of that happening in other states.
So the protective custody and mental health evaluation were added as due process provisions, basically?
Exactly. And that helped win bipartisan support in the legislature, which is typically very hostile to gun control laws because they tend to anger Maine's very vibrant and active gun rights lobby. So the yellow flag law was a political compromise anchored to those extra procedural steps.
Okay, so gun rights groups are opposing question two because it doesn't have those extra steps. But that's not all, right?
That's right. And this gets to the second major difference between this red flag proposal and the yellow flag law. It's who can initiate the process. Again, right now, only police can do that in Maine. Question two allows family and household members to initiate the process, as well as police. And without those extra steps I mentioned earlier, supporters argue this provides another tool to disarm people who are dangerous, especially for people who are worried about interacting with police.
And why do question two opponents have a problem with this?
Well, some, like the governor, argue that families just shouldn't have this responsibility. They're not experienced navigating the court system, and it's too much of a burden. Some gun rights groups also contend that an estranged spouse or loved one could file a bogus confiscation order. This proposal makes it a felony if somebody tries to do that. But some gun rights activists still contend that people could lose their firearms under false pretenses.
So we've also seen that question two supporters are making the claim that a red flag law might have prevented the Lewiston mass shooting in 2023. Can you walk us through that argument?
Sure. So we know that Maine's yellow flag law was not used to confiscate the Lewiston gunman's firearms, despite multiple warnings about his behavior, including from family members. A commission investigating the shooting found that the law should have been used, but it also acknowledged complaints from police about how time-consuming and cumbersome the process is, especially for smaller police departments. Now, the commission did not take a position on whether a red flag law was needed, but its former director, Ann Jordan, is now advocating for question two. She argues that it's a tool that families should have.
Finally, what about this explosion in the use of the yellow flag law since Lewiston? Right? Question two opponents are basically saying a red flag law isn't needed because police are using the existing law in some cases more often than in states with red flag laws.
Right. So the utilization argument is tricky because gun laws differ by state, which may affect the utilization of a red flag law. It's also true that Maine has seen a big spike in yellow flag use since Lewiston, whereas it was not used very often before the mass shooting. That could be because of tweaks made to the law after Lewiston. It could also be because police don't want to get blamed for not using the law, as was the case in 2023 after the shooting. But there's no doubt Maine's yellow flag law is being used more frequently now. Question two supporters say that's great, but that's not a reason to oppose a red flag law.
And that was Maine Public's chief political correspondent, Steve Missler. Thanks for joining us for Maine's Political Pulse. For more about question two, you can also read the Pulse newsletter. Find it online at mainepublic.org/pulse. Our music is by Rob Holt. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon on Maine's Political Pulse.